Mishnah says in the beginning of the fourth paragraph, in the Beis Mabez, that HaChalil Chamisha B'Shisha, the din of Chalil, the Chal of Simchas Beis HaShoeba, is sometimes 5 days and sometimes 6 days. And Rashi explains that the Chalil is not Dechah Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if Shabbos and Yom Tov are on two separate days, then there's only 5 days of Chol HaMoed where you have Simchas Beis HaShoeba. But if Shabbos and Yom Tov are on the same day, then you're only missing 1 day, and then there could be Shisha Yamim, there's 6 days of Chol HaMoed where you could have the challel. So Rashi's lashon is, then Rashi's bothered. He says, "What about Yom Tov Sheni?" So Rashi says, "Yom Tov Sheni is not a problem because at the time of the Mikdash, they did not do Yom Tov Sheni." So Rashi's lashon is, "Medibra maskal hachallel." He says, "Kigun shechal Yom Tov Rishon b'Shabbos the pasul lushisha shochol hamayid the bezman haMikdash in oisin Yom Tov Sheni." The time of the base of Mikdash, they didn't make Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore there's only Yom Tov and Shabbos to worry about, but there isn't a second day of Yom Tov that goes into the cheshbon over here. Now the Achanim are bothered with the kasha and Rashi that lachar his lashon is not meduyak. Rashi's lashon is the bezman Mikdash in oisin Yom Tov Sheni. At the time of the base of Mikdash, there was no Yom Tov Sheni. And it sounds like from Rashi that not at the zman of the base of Mikdash they wouldn't make Yom Tov Sheni. Then it is possible to have Yom Tov Sheni. Now that's true everywhere else, but we're talking about Yerushalayim, we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. In Yerushalayim, even Shlomo's Zman HaMikdash, there is no Din Yom Tov Sheni, except for Rosh Hashanah, which obviously wouldn't be Nageh over here. So we're talking about the Zman HaMikdash over here. So why does Rashi say that Zman HaMikdash you don't make Yom Tov Sheni, which sounds like Shlomo's Zman HaMikdash, there would be Yom Tov Sheni. If we're talking about in the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, even Shlomo's Zman HaMikdash, there is no Yom Tov Sheni, like we have today. There's no Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael except for Rosh Hashanah. So the Diyuk, Halashon and Rashi is Shver, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetzi asks this kash over here in the Emes Yaakov, another Achrenim, it's Tzarechian, this Lashon and Rashi that would be Mashma, that Shalai Bezman HaMikdash, you could have a Yom Tov Sheni in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, in the Makam HaMikdash, L'chair, that's not true. That's what's Tzarechian over here in the Lashon of Rashi. And I want it to be Miyashav this kash, Al Piyo Yisad from the Chsam Sefer, that he writes in his Chidushim and Psachim and in the Chuvis, and I think Rashi would be going Lishita. So if you look in Rashi and Psachim and Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara over there in Psachim is talking about the Lechem Apanim. It says Lechem Apanim is Nachal, Letisha, Lasar, Lacharasa, Lapachas, Layoser, that it's possible to eat the Lechem Apanim for 11 days. And what's that case? The Gemara Mishnah says if you have two Yamim Tavim Shor Shoshana, it's going to stretch out the Din Achila, and you could eat it after 11 days. And Rashi over there says, he says that the Gemara says, Bidafka, the Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Bizman Lechem Apanim, Lohayu Shnei Yom Tov Shogalius. Because, Zok Rashi, at the time of Lechem Apanim, there are no Yom Tov Shnei Shogalius. And the Yom Tov Shnei Shogalius did not happen in Bizman Lechem Apanim. And that's why the Mishnah refers to Bidafka, the Shnei Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. So over here, the Tzlach in his Chidushim asks this very kash on Rashi. He says Dvarv Tmurim, Dmai Yuri Bizman Lechem Apanim, Balti Bizman Azay, Yesh Bishalayim Shnei Yom Tamim, Chutz Mishnei Yom Tamim Shrosh Hashanah. In fact, the Tzlach, what does Rashi mean? The Bizman Lechem Apanim, you don't have Yom Tov Shenu Shal Galius except for Rosh Hashanah. And Bizman Azay, you do have, even Bizman Azay in Yerushalayim, there's no Shnei Yom Tamim Shal Galius, and Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, there's no 2 days Yom Tov. So what does Rashi mean that at the time of Lechem Apanim, there's no 2 days Yom Tov? L'chai, that's true, even Shlob Bizman Lechem Apanim, because he's talking about Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim, even Bizman Azeh, there are no 2 days Yom Tov except for Rosh Hashanah. As a fact, it's Lach, and he blab Shver. But if you look in the Chidushim of the Chassam Sefer over there in Psachim, he says a teretz to the Kasha, the Tzlach, and he says that he actually told this teretz to the Tzlach b'yaldusai when the Chassam Sefer was a child. His lashon is, he says, Yaldus Haisabi. I was a yelid and I had some yaldus in me v'he'asti pani ba'agayinzal, and I was meiz pani, I had the chutzpah to challenge the Nei Yehuda and tell him a teretz of his kasha, and I said to him, I said, why not? What's your kasha? Why is it not possible that shaloi b'zman hamikdash you can have 2 days Yom Tov mamish in Yerushalayim? Because the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Samach Gimel that when you have reiv chacham yisol b'chutzlarts, when you have a metzias of reiv v'chachamim are in chutzlarts, v'hinichu kamaisam b'Eretz Yisrael, and they did not leave people of their stature in Eretz Yisrael, they can be ma'abrim shana mekevin chadashim b'chutzlarts. You can mamish be ma'abr the shana and the chadashim in chutzlarts. So the kviyas hashana and the chadashim will happen in chutzlarts, and then you're going to send the shluchim to Eretz Yisrael, and if the shluchim don't come to Yerushalayim on time, they're going to keep 2 days Yom Tov. So he says, the Chassam Sefer says, mavur from the Gemara in Brachas, you could have a tzir where you're keeping 2 days Yom Tov in Yerushalayim, mamish in the Makam HaMikdash, because when the Chacham Yisrael in Chutzarts, that's where the Kviyas HaChadashim will be. You have to send the Shulchan to Eretz Yisrael, and if they don't come in time, they're going to keep 2 days Yom Tov, just like we do now, Bizman HaGalus. Aye, what about Bizman HaMikdash? Why can't that happen in Bizman HaMikdash as well? Because Zakhtar Chassam Sefer, Bizman HaMikdash, there's a special Zeres HaKasav, as the Tzmasha from the Gemara there, it says, V'kamta V'alisa Alamakim, Melamed Shalamakim Garim, that the Kviyas Chadashim has to happen in Yerushalayim Dafka. So Bizman HaMikdash, you can't be Kviyas Chadashim in Chutzaretz, but Shaloi Bizman HaMikdash, it's possible that the Kviyas Chadashim will take place in Chutzaretz if the Rev Chacham Yisrael are there, and then they're going to send Shulchan to Yerushalayim, and there'll be 2 days Yom Tov in Yerushalayim, and the Chassam Sefer writes, V'na'ali Roshay, he shook his head to me, the tzlach, as a sign of haskama, that he was maskim to my teretz. So, lefidus chsam sefer, l'chay yikid b'miyashiv Rashi over here as well. Rashi is very meduic. Rashi is saying, b'zman ha-mikdash, they don't make a 2 days yantav in Yerushalayim. Because b'zman ha-mikdash, there's a din of ha-makam garim, and the kviyas of chaydashim has to happen in Yerushalayim dafka. So there's no tzir that you would have 2 days yantav in Yerushalayim. But shloi b'zman ha-mikdash, but after the churban, you could have 2 days yantav in Yerushalayim, because in such a tzir, when the Rav Chacham Yisrael will be in Chutz Laretz, and they're going to send Shulchan to Eretz Yisrael, you could technically have a tzir where you're going to have 2 days yantav in Yerushalayim, and that's the Gevaldik Yediktak, B'Lashon HaZav Shel Rashi, that's Nafka B'Zman HaMikdash, you won't have 2 days yantav in Yerushalayim, but Shloi B'Zman HaMikdash, it is technically possible to have 2 days yantav in Yerushalayim, like this Hamtza of the Chassam Sefer that he taught the Noid Behuda. And Agav, why did it happen that the Chassam Sefer met the Noid Behuda as a child? So it's Mavur from different places in the Chuvas Chassam Sefer and other Svarim that the Chassam Sefer was a Talmud of Rav Nassan Adler. He was his rabbi. Rav Nassan Adler was the Rav in Frankfurt, but then at a certain point, he felt that he had to leave Frankfurt. Nassan Adler was misnag b'chassidus, and he did things on a very high level. And at that time, the haskalah started to become more common, and he felt like he couldn't stay there anymore. So he left Frankfurt, and he became a rav in Baskovitz. And while he was traveling from Frankfurt to Baskovitz, on the way he passed through Prague, and he went to visit Noid Behuda. He spoke to Noid Behuda and learning and other nyanim as well, nyani tuma, which is mentioned in the Chuvas Chassam Sefer in a different place. And during that meeting, the Chassam Sefer was sort of the shamash and the talmud of Nassan Adler. He went to tell him this teretz to the kasha of the tzlach, and that was the Chassam Sefer's teretz that the tzlach was masking to. Ba'al kopanim, it could be that could be pshat and Rashi over here as well, and Rashi would be going l'shitasa from what he writes in Pesachim and Daf Mem Zayin.